Afternoon, everybody.
How was Sunday's practice
today? Today is Sunday, right?
Yeah.
That's right. We did have Mass this morning, so it was excellent. Excellent week. Really, a good start to camp. You know, we're quickly approaching, or have our first game quickly approaching. So that'll be great. Once the games get here, it really starts to fly. But really good work. Yeah, and I think with that game approaching, I think the depth chart will come out soon. Will does the best he can. I don't really worry about it this time of year. So, but we'll have something out there for you, right, Will?
That's correct.
All right. Beyond that, I like the way we're working. I think before I even get asked, I'll just go ahead and speak to it so you don't have to go there. You know, about yesterday, you know, a couple guys got ejected from practice. I just didn't think they were prepared to do the things that we need to do to help our team continue to work. And they were both talked to and understand that's not how we do things, not what we're looking for. And so we basically handled that and put it to rest. And they're both going to be fine. I think Mario's still a little sore, but he'll be fine. Nothing major going on there. So that was good because, you can have unfortunate things happen when guys go at it like that. And so we're just grateful that nothing significant came of it. And we learned a big-time lesson on how important it is to take care of each other and be good teammates and still challenge each other but be respectful. So. Anyway, a good week of practice. You know, 5 days in a row. It's a good grind. It's the last stretch like this we'll have. Now that we get into games, game weeks, we won't have 5 straight days in pads like that. You know, for the rest of the year. So they made it through the hump day. Questions?
Coach, with preseason less than a week away, do you feel like the team is where it needs to be, or what are some areas you're looking to improve on?
Well, look, we are where we are. You know. Come in shape, you work hard and put it together and know that you're always trying to make it a little better, make it a little more precise, make the execution a little more crisp. I think those are the things that we're working on. There's some great examples of us in all three phases doing what we need to be doing and it looking really sharp, and then there are places where we need more work, and that's why we're in training camp. That's so we can get more work.
David Amerson signed that contract extension just before camp. What have you seen from him kind of in the wake of that and as he's gone through the last couple of weeks?
Yeah, David's been very consistent with us here, with the Raiders. You know, he's a good young player, fit right in with us. I think he's spoken to some of the things that he felt he was facing and why he did or did not play at a certain level, but he's been great for us. He continues to be great for us. He works hard every day, and he's been a good teammate.
That deal obviously showed your confidence in him. Do you feel like he's a player that's playing with more confidence out there now?
Yeah, I think he's a pretty confident guy to begin with. He's got a great skill set. He's got the length and the size and the quickness that we covet. So, he fits right in for us.
Jack, how careful or how mindful do you have to be now going forward with Marcel's reps, considering he's still got 3 games? He has to sit out to start the year. You want to get him some run with the first team, but at the same time, you're not going to have it.
Yeah, we're going to keep an eye on that situation as we approach the beginning of the year. But at this point, we're just working our team and we're building a foundation. We're working on our library, if you will. You know, the playbook and the installation of it, and the fundamentals and the things that will be part of our season, and then. We'll draw from it as we go throughout the year. And so, with him, obviously, we understand that. But I think that becomes more of a focus as we get closer to game one.
How do you feel Connor Cook progressing? It seems like that he's stacking the practice and starting to get a little bit better.
Connor? Yeah, I think you can see it, right? I mean, it's, any young player at that position is going to come in. It's a lot of volume. It's a lot of information to process. And I think you can see each and every day he's becoming more and more comfortable, and he's doing a great job, being a teammate, working within the group. And Todd Downing, I think, does a super job with the quarterbacks. Derek and Matt are both very supportive guys. So it's a good room, and we like the way he's working.
We've heard about this great relationship between Carr and Cooper and this bromance that's growing, but these little skirmishes, would you just characterize them maybe? They're just guys that are just being really competitive out there?
Are we going back to talk about other stuff?
Yeah.
But you went from the bromance. That was pretty slick how you did that. I mean, you know.
It's such a contradiction. It just seems like, and there's such a lively mood out here. That
yeah.
It just seems like it's just guys being competitive. I don't know. To me, I don't.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, we've addressed that part. You know, I think as far as Coop and Derek, I think that's what we're looking for is, you know, guys to get on the same page and get to know each other and develop that closeness, and I really feel like as a team we are developing that.
How do you feel like Michael Crabtree has been going about this camp? Seems like he's been quietly productive each day, kind of getting the work in. Have you seen?
Yeah, Michael's he's been the same guy from day one of arriving last offseason. He's been terrific. You know, he's come in, been a really good teammate. He's a great leader in the locker room for us. He comes out here and he works hard every day. He's got unbelievable hands. He's, you know, he's got an understanding of how to get open in this league and how to make plays. And, you know, quarterbacks consider him very friendly because, you know, Michael knows what to do and he's very reliable, has really good hands. So he's doing his thing. You know, he's doing a nice job for us.
He's like a sneaky good blocker, you know, like even if the ball's not coming, he seems to really kind of fight through a play. Is that what you want from all of your wideouts there to kind of push those?
Absolutely. Yeah, we want them to do their thing. Seth's a good blocker. Andre's a good blocker. Amari probably does more to dictate coverage than having to go in and dig people out. But
right.
They all serve their role, and we try and design things that matches up for their abilities.